Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wanted to get back to something yesterday that occurred. We know we heard from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Also, Nick Bolton talked, and he's someone we've discussed maybe next in line to go get an extension based off of how they feel about him. The comments from Steve Spagnuolo when he joined us earlier in the offseason. Yesterday, Nick Bolton spoke, and this is what he had to say about maybe staying in Kansas City long term.
Yeah, man. I've been in the state of Missouri, man, going on 7 years now, so it definitely feels like home. The fans, the community, open arms since I got here as an 18-year-old. So, yeah, man, staying here, man, it'd be a blessing, man, it'd be a dream come true. We can get that done in the foreseeable future.
I think he is going to get an extension this offseason. We've both discussed that. And the question still will remain, how many of the three guys that everybody assumes are in line for extensions, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, how many of them are getting extensions, and who are you most confident in? I'm most confident in still that Nick Bolton is getting an extension, and then after that, probably Creed Humphrey. But Nick Bolton, to me, is getting an extension this offseason.
I'm worried about it. The Spag comments about how he runs the defense makes me wonder a little bit, although I would point out that they used to say that about Tyrann Mathieu defensively and how he was the shepherd that led them through defensively. And they did still let him go, even despite that.
Different age, but I got you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, they've said those things about it, so I can't just, like, put it fully in there. If the number is the number I've seen on Nick Bolton, I don't want them to pay him. If the number is what the free agent linebacker for Jacksonville got this offseason, okay, I can live with it. To me, this really comes down to price. The reason why I think I'm more confident Creed to be the guy who got the extension is, I think you know the center price. It's not a mystery. Linebacker is hard because linebacker is a heavily paid position, but mostly because of pass rushing outside linebackers. Interior linebackers, the price has varied a little bit more. And I think it's going to be harder to come to a number that makes sense for both sides. I'd be surprised if they're not going to explore it. They clearly love Nick Bolton. They moved on from Willie Gay with ease. They didn't even think about it. They were like, we'll take Drew Tranquil at a severe discount and we'll see you later. But I also think, in a way, Drew Tranquil, because of what he did, offers you like a little bit of wiggle room. This is another one of those, doesn't the draft tell us something too?
Yeah.
They take a linebacker in the second round. Do we really feel like Nick Bolton's getting a contract extension later this year?
No, that's fair. I mean, will the draft make us feel differently on any of the three? Not just Nick Bolton, but I mean, let's apply that, the same thing, to Trey Smith, depending on how they draft. Let's say they draft a guard. Does that change your opinion on the likelihood Trey Smith gets an extension? I already feel it's less likely than the other two anyway. If they draft a center, obviously that changes everybody's view. I don't think they're going to, but
especially high. They take one in the seventh round, they're maybe hedging their bet. But
yeah, but if they used one of their first three picks or something, I'm not saying they're going to, but all that can change how we view this. I still would put, you know, in order of likelihood to get an extension, Bolton, Creed, and Trey. It sounds like you're Creed, then Bolton, then Trey, if I'm picking up on kind of where you're at on the order.
Again, I think you could make, there are some people who make the argument that Trey is actually more valuable than Creed Humphrey. I've seen it made. I don't agree with it, but that's fine. I've seen it made. And I think people are still hung up on the idea that Creed Humphrey had snapping troubles last year, which is not insignificant when it's one of the important parts of your job as a center.
Yeah.
Every other facet of his grade is elite level, and he's had no other snapping problems at any other point in his career. I'd like to think that an offseason could solve that.
I think some of it is that you were talking about the details on what a deal could look like for Bolton.
Yeah.
It's the unfortunate reality of where the guard market maybe is heading. Like, do you want to pay?
It's high too,
even
though
it's not even an ability thing. Do you want to pay a guard that kind of money? You got to look on their O-line. If they're going to give an extension to Creed Humphrey, that means he's going to make top center money. I know it's not a huge deal, but it's still top center money. You're already paying Joe Tooney, even though that contract looks better and better every season because, again, of where the guard market is at. But still, you're paying him decent money. You're paying a right tackle in Juwan Taylor top-tier money as well. At some point, you got to make some tough decisions.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like this text from our text line, 913-586-7610, from the 816, it's not really up to the player. It's up to the team if they want them or not. Oh, obviously. But
the player would also like to be here. They get some say.
Of course. It's not just because Nick Bolton says he wants to be here. He's going to be there. There have been public comments in the past that would suggest the Chiefs would absolutely like Nick Bolton here. And I get it. We can always find comments like that. You brought up the Tyrann Mathieu example. I think the difference here is Nick Bolton is also part of a team that has won back-to-back championships. He's also 24 years old.
Although, in fairness, Tyrann was on a team that went to back-to-back Super Bowls. He just didn't win the second one.
And he's 24.
Yeah.
And Tyrann was 28, maybe 29, something like that.
But he's also safety versus lime. And this is like positional value. Mm-hmm. Those two probably rank in a similar range.
We'll see. You're right on the draft, though. You know,
the draft does tell us things. I think sometimes, like you and I talked about this, if they take a defensive end 32nd overall, it tells us something about Felix Anudike-Uzomah. It just does.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't mean it's hopeless. It doesn't mean he won't have value to the team. It just means it tells you about where they are with him right now. If they take a guard at 32, it tells you what their plans are for Trey down the road. And I still don't rule out, like, that was the one hypothetical trade that at least I didn't think was ridiculous when it was brought up. A lot of other people just bring up these, like, ridiculous draft day trades that don't happen all that often. You're like, what if this guy got traded for? What if they traded for Justin Jefferson on draft day? I'm like, I don't need to do that. If they really liked a guard in the draft, knowing that they can't pay both and that they both got these performances, I don't think trading Trey Smith on draft day would be crazy.
Yeah,
I can see the logic and how a team would get to that point and think, we can replace this player with this pick. We like our depth at guard maybe anyway, and teams are always looking for quality offensive linemen.
Yeah.
We'll protect ourselves in that way.
Ultimately, you can say whatever you want, but the draft and free agent signings, you know, the actions speak louder than words. And that's where you can play the game and publicly say the right stuff, but how you act is ultimately going to determine truly how you feel. And so that same thing applies for any of these players. I mean, Creed Humphrey has a snapping problem. They have said publicly they think it's correctable. And clearly, if they think it's correctable,
they're
not going to worry about it. And they'll give him an extension. Like, that's why I'm not worried about the snapping, what I mean in terms of the contract extension. And you might be like, what do you mean? Because I trust the Chiefs. They're not going to give Creed Humphrey an extension if they actually think they can't correct the snapping.
If they think it's just done, they're like, he's got the yips. It's over.
Then they won't give him an extension. Like, it's that simple. So I'm not worried about the snapping one bit because they're not going to give a contract to make him the highest paid center in football if they actually are concerned about the snapping.
It is literally his only flaw as a player. I'm not just saying that because
I don't know if that's fair, but we all love Creed. I don't know if that's his only flaw. There's some run blocking stuff that could be a little bit better, but yes, the snapping was noticeable last year. It was a problem last year.
Run blocking is, that's the thing I care the least about.
I'm just saying though, he's not the perfect player.
But he's close.
He's very good. When he got drafted, we said, they have a chance to now have their center for the next 10 plus years. And it still looks like that.
I just think teams value that. Like, whether or not teams value it. Because there's a relationship issue. There's timing. There's comfort. There's cadence. There's just so many things that go through that position more than just physically getting the ball to the quarterback and blocking for the quarterback and expectations. That's why the value has always been higher for that position, and teams are more willing to move off of guard than they have been centered any particular time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.